This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause his mercy and his sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and those whom he has mentioned with them. Ameen. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all good. So there are certain qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is described by these qualities, but we will not derive a name from that quality. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. But the fact that a person can speak good and he can speak bad, for that reason we will not call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mutakallim, the talker. You will never hear a person calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the intender, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends. Why is this? Because there are good intentions and they are bad intentions. So we cannot generally call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one who intends, but does he intend? Yes, he does. We will not give him this name. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belong the best of names. So the fact that this name al-mutakallim, the one who speaks, can mean something bad, we will not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that name. So, this is when it comes to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the principles that are there regarding these names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And this is the first name that we will be discussing today. That have they chosen to take besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awliya, guidance, guides or guardians. And this is the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given Himself al-wali, the one who is a guardian. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian. وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And He is the one who brings the dead to life. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He is able to do anything and everything. So these people had taken guardians besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these guardians were useless. They could not only not defend others, but they could not defend themselves as well. Not only could they not defend themselves, but they could not defend others as well. So you find that they could not bring about harm, they could not bring about goodness, yet these people said that this is my guardian. How can a statue made out of wood or made out of stone be your guardian? Yet you have Allah, who you have acknowledged is the creator of everything, and He is the one who brings the dead to life. You have the option to take Him as a guardian. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And He is the one who brings the dead to life. So let that statue bring the dead to life. Let that statue harm. Let that statue benefit. Let that statue give you something one day, and then you can call it your guardian. It is not your guardian because it is useless. So understand this and take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your guardian. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. And he is the one who sends down the rain after they have lost hope, and he spreads his mercy. A few years back, in fact it might have been 1 or 2 years back, in the city of Cape Town they had no rain for a very long time. So they began to lose hope. And you find that people were using less and less water every day. The government came in, placed rations. And they said, you know, you only allowed to use so many liters a day. Make sure that when you go to the bathroom, you catch a bath, then use that to flush the toilet. They were so worried as to what was going to happen. Don't bath so many times a day. Bath once a day, perhaps bath once in 2-3 days. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to hold back the rain. Why did they not choose to then say, hey, let the rain come down? Why did they not command the skies rain and it would rain? Because they don't have that capacity. They don't have that ability. Now, I'm not saying that this was a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because ultimately the rain came down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us a lesson from this. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا. And it is He who sends down the rain after you have lost hope. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. And He causes His mercy to be spread amongst mankind. So with all the technology that we have, with all the capacity that human beings have developed, we cannot to date command the sky to rain and it will rain. All the cloud seeding that we engage in, you know, they send a plane up there and it will seed the clouds in order to make them heavy and perhaps it will rain. But even that is a perhaps. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, those very same clouds that they have seeded will be blown away to another land that He wants to cause His rain to fall down on. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, al-wali. So there is no point in taking a guardian besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why he says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough as a guardian. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough as a guardian. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough as your helper. Remember that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guarding you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you, then nobody can harm you. If the entire world was to come and gather in order to plot and plan against you, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was guarding you, then nobody would be able to harm you in any way whatsoever. And this is why when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar of Quraysh were against him. And imagine these were the people in power, the people in authority at the time. They were against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they were standing above him on the cave. And if they were to just look at their feet, they would have seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He protected him. And this is why when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if these people are to look at their feet, they would see us. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this in the Quran. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't fear, don't grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. مَا ظَنُّكَ بِثْنَيْنَ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. What do you think, O Abu Bakr, of two people? Allah is the third of them. When Allah is your guardian, then nobody can harm you. Your neighbor that perhaps has jealousy against you. Your business partner that doesn't want you to do well. The man who is your enemy and who is plotting against you. Take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guardian. He is enough for you against all of your enemies. He will protect you. He will look after you. He will be with you wherever you go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. There are two types of wilayah. Number one is the wilayah and the protection, the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone. That includes the disbeliever, the non-believer, the one who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because ultimately, he is their owner. He is their owner, مَالِكُهُمْ. So he created them, he fashioned them, he designed them, so they belong to him, whether they admit this or not. And then there is the other type of wilayah, which is a special wilayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this.
Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their guardian. He is the guardian of those who have believed in him. He removes them from the darkness into the light. Did you not see that you were in misguidance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you out of that misguidance into the light? Do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed you with iman in your heart that you feel when you perform salah for him? Do you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected you and guided you by bringing you to the straight path that leads you to Jannah? So this is the wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants only those whom who believe in him. And then there is another type of wilayah, but this is not the wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the wilayah of shaitan. It is the guardianship of shaitan. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those who have disbelieved, أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, their guardians are shaitan. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They remove them from the light into the darkness. So a person is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you find shaitan come to him, attract him and pull him completely opposite to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, pulling him towards the misguidance. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide those who are oppressive to themselves and oppressive to others. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes who a wali is, then he says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Behold, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whom he has taken as friends, there is no fear upon them and they will not grieve. Alladhina amanu, those who have believed. Wa kanu yattaqoon, and they have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet you find a person today claiming that I am the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I don't need to perform salah. I don't need to give my zakah. I have reached a level where I am at yaqeen. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, so I don't need to do this anymore. Because you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen comes to you, and then there is no need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their claim. But they are completely false in their claim. Why did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform his salah right until the day he died? If he is not a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How dare you claim that you are a wali, yet you don't follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his example? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, so follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and he will forgive you your sins. The best of awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and will remain Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forever. The Yahud and the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians, they all claim that we are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we know the reality. Yet we know that these people are perhaps the furthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, according to our understanding, they are the furthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they have the right to believe that we are far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that does not change the reality in any way whatsoever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are righteous and pious until we become from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-wali and al-mawla. Al-wali and al-mawla are two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that mean literally the same thing. The next name, or the next two names, are ash-shakur and ash-shakir. He who appreciates the good deeds of the believers and the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the believers, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. It is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them their reward and He will increase them from His fadl. إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That if you are to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a goodly loan, He will increase that loan for you in many, many fold. So when you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a lot in return. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was placed into the well, then he was imprisoned and he went through all this hardship and this difficulty. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do as a result? How was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ash-shakur for Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam? He raised him up onto the throne such that he became a leader amongst the people. The messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were sworn, they were harmed, they went through difficulty after difficulty, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the salat of the malaika upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the highest stations in paradise. When a kafir does a good deed, then even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. And even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward of in this dunya. And in the akhirah, he will have less difficulty, less hardship, because of the goodness that he has done in this dunya. And that is part of the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. He forgave a prostitute, a woman who was doing so much haram. He forgave her. Why? Because she went and gave a dog a drink of water. This woman who was engaged in so much haram gave a dog a drink of water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her all of her sins. Imagine. This is the rahmah and the maghfirah, and this is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this person and for his servants. So never think that when you do a good deed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you the reward of that. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more than you can imagine. He gives you more. So your little good deeds that you did are not deserved of the rahmah and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He gives you so much more than you can imagine. If we take a look at the reality of our good deeds, we think that we are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something. We are putting forth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something. But in reality, those good deeds are of benefit to who? To ourselves. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that which is of benefit to ourselves, and He grants us a reward for it. Who can be more merciful and who can be more thankful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can be more appreciative of our good deeds than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is why He describes Himself. And He says, "Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakur." They will say, indeed our Rabb is ghafur and He is shakur. He is the most forgiving and He is the most appreciative of our good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are appreciative. So you find that a person who is appreciative of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative, who is most grateful, then this person will naturally be appreciative to the rest of mankind. If someone does goodness to him, then he will thank him for that goodness that he has done for him. Why? Because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most beautiful, and He loves for you to engage in beauty, to beautify yourself, to ensure that you look good for others. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is polite, and He loves politeness. He loves gentleness. So when we see these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to implement into our lives, then we should implement them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَكُورٌ يُحِبُّ الشُّكْرَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, and He loves for you to have thanks and give thanks to Him. And this is why we find that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ. The one who does not thank the people, لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهَ. He does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you see that this human being did this goodness for me. You actually see it with your own two eyes. You do not see perhaps how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is grateful for the good deeds that you have done. Yet you do not thank this human being. How do you then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who does not thank the people does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when people do goodness for us, then let us thank them. And that ultimately we can make it part of the thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because who put those people in our lives to be good to us? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us thankful. The next name that we will be discussing today is Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud is he who is loving of his creation with his beautiful names, his subtleness, the hidden and the apparent bounties. He who is the one that loves them, and the one who is loved, he placed love in the hearts of those who loved him. And when they loved him, then he loved them more based on the love that they had for him. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who places his love in our hearts. Yet when we love him, then he loves us even more because of the love that we have for him. Allahu Akbar. He is Al-Wadud. إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبْدِئُ وَيُعِيدُ. Indeed, he is the one who begins, and he is the one who brings back to life. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ. And he is most forgiving. الْوَدُودُ. The one who loves and who is loved. We cannot count the types of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone the number, the amount of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his servants. When a person runs away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he through his love for that servant of his, he brings him closer and back onto the path by reminding him, by sending him reminders in his life. So all of a sudden you find that there is difficulty and hardship in your life. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing for you here? He is reminding you that come back to the path. Why come back to the path? Because I want to grant you Jannah. Because I love goodness for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him back to the path when that servant has gone far away from it, in order to grant him Jannah. Yet what have we done in order to deserve this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he is Al-Wadud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my servant, he continues to come close to me until I love him. He continues to come close to me with the extra actions, the extra good deeds, until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. So when I love him, I become the hearing that he hears with. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. And the eyesight that he sees with. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. And the hand that he touches with. وَإِنْ وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهِ. And the leg that he walks with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes, literally, He protects us and He literally guides us to that which we hear, so we hear only that which is good. He guides us to that which we see only that which is good. He guides us to that which we walk towards, such that we walk to only that which is pleasurable to Him, that which He loves. So a person becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا إِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّ. So if He were to ask of me, then I would most definitely give Him. وَلَا إِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّ. And if He is to ask for my refuge, then I will grant Him that refuge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who are constantly turning to Him. He loves those who are purifying themselves. He loves those who are muttaqeen, those who are conscious of Him. He loves those who trust in Him. He loves those who are patient with Him. And He loves those who are most diligent in that which they do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He does not like those who are completely arrogant, those who they mock and joke at others, and those who are arrogant when it comes to fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a believer realizes this, then this pushes him towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping him in the manner that he wants to be worshipped. Because when you love someone, then you will go to that person and ask them, or you will find out about them, that what is it that this person loves? Do they love to go to such and such a place, engage in such and such an activity? Or do they not like that? And then you will do that for them. You will not go to that person and say, because I love this, and because I want this, then I will do it for the beloved. So when you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will look at that which He loves, not that which you love to do for Him. Not that which you desire to do for Him, because if we were all to do what we desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would find people jumping in the masjid and saying that I am doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, you do find people who jump around and dance around in the masjid, and then they claim this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who told you it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you that? Did His messenger tell you that? So then, what proof and evidence do you have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this? Yet you have the salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the salah, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give the zakah. So you know that these good deeds bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So engage in that. So this is the understanding of a believer who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wadood. Again, we go back to that ayah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. So follow me, follow the messenger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never think that I can find a path besides the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me to Him, or besides the path that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, these are the best of ways to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Him and through His messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand and to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.